Hi, we are
Oi Deep Noi
from Catania, Sicily, and you are listening to Music Sans Frontiers on 3CR 855 AM.
You are listening to 3CR 855 AM, and this is Music Sans Frontiers. And we are so close to speaking with Una Vantaluna. We'll be there in just a minute. But before we do, I thought you may as well hear a bit of their music. It's off their promotion album, and it's called Esuli. Here it is.
Come luna che donne sbatte, come un orbo che chioca e catte, sempre aspettando una buona nova e che non arriverà. E la scagionere in aspartenza, ne carriamo star mamanza, e come la tugola rattoglia, regge o l'inche muina. C'è il suo mulino, a via sa portavo, e non lo spottio, a figlia, figlia. Come musche storto di musto, appresso un ipicchianali e saranni a valia di girare. Ma come usce a casa si ruba, stufo curando donna e si stuta, narduciamo un'ora ore dure, arrivichiamo mai. All'itina vincivo, a sciarra s'accattavo, l'occhio lo stivo, la pam 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 pao, ora non caliavo. O pozzo un tassao, o roccia di un pepeo, c'è lo vecchio sciammao, e la pam 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 pam, e la pam 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 pam.
Go. Hey, thanks, Leah. It's Joe Malinaggi here. Thanks for introducing me and Una Vantaluna. And you've just got a little bit of a sample of what they sound like. And like Leah said, we've got they've got a tour record of a compilation, basically, of the three records that they've put out. And you'll get a chance to listen to a couple of tunes from that today, and also maybe a couple of live bits indeed. But first of all, we've got a very packed Studio One here, And welcome to 3CR and Music Science Frontiers, Unavanta Luna.
Thank you, Joe.
And this is Luca here, who's going to be doing a little bit of English talking. But we've also got an Australian, Luke, on another mic here.
Hello.
Who met Unavanta Luna about 10 years ago, and he was hooked. Now he's tour managing him across the sweeping plains of South East Australia. And we've also got Francesco here. Hi. And away from the mic, we've got Pietro in the corner here, and you'll hear what Pietro is going to play in a minute. And we've got, I've forgotten your name.
Come to Carmelo.
Carmelo is over there on the Cretan lute, luato. And we've also, is it Tom?
Tom, yeah.
Tom over there, who's a musical mate accompaniment with Luke. So basically, Unavanta Luna, with origins from Sicily, but they live away from Sicily now. And that's what happens sometimes in Sicily, that people have to leave for work and also for creative endeavors. And Unavanta Luna started about 14 years ago. Is that right, Luca?
Yeah, that's true. We met in Roma about 15 years ago. Mm. And at first it was Pietro and Francesco that started playing together as a duo with the Sicilian bagpipe, or how we call us, Charamedda Paro, and Francesco playing French drums and singing on the bagpipe. Then I joined after a couple of months, and lastly came Carmelo. And we had our first concert in August 2004, right?
Rome.
Okay, getting
it was a long
time. Yeah, growing older, memories going, you know what I mean?
And you have moved into a different time zone. You know that when you come to Australia, you come to the future, so it's even more confusing for you.
Yeah, that's true. Yesterday was my daughter's birthday, and I greeted her twice, once in the morning and once in the evening, because it was the same day in Italy, but today two different days in Australia.
Yes,
yeah, and traveling to the future.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, a good way to put it.
Yeah, and I just took the liberty to begin the show with a track from Roy Paci from his very first record, Baciamo le Mani, and the last piece was Canto Siciliano, and only because it starts off with a funeral procession, because I lost an uncle just 2 days ago and the funeral was yesterday. But then it comes into a celebration of what comes from Sicilia. And Unavanta Luna I've known about for a few years, and you have the instrumentation to show the diversity of the music that comes from Sicily. But now, because you live away from Sicily, maybe you have a different perspective about how you do your music. Do you think?
Yeah, I think so. That when you detach, I don't know if the right word.
It's okay.
From your heritage, from your own land, you gain perspective. You feel bad for a time, but you gain perspective, and you're able to see what you're missing, where you come from, basically.
Mm.
And that's true also for us, because we met in Roma as migrants.
Yeah, that's what I said, exactly, because just recently I've told people that I went to a conference here. It was about the Italian diaspora, so there was Americans and ones from Italy and also from different parts of Australia that came, and other places, about what their connection is to Italy. And so I said, funny, you are part of diaspora because you are Sicilian heritage. I think, is Pietro, where are you from, Pietro?
Pietro, di dove sei?
Messina.
Yeah, oh, he's Messina too, so yeah. I should have told everyone it was Messina. We've got Catanese here.
No, that's me, that's Catanese, and all the other are from Messina or nearby.
Yeah,
that's right. I'm from a little country that named Santa Teresa di Riva.
That's Francesco talking there.
Yeah.
Yes, that's good. So, yeah, and just for the people that know, Provincia Messina is in the top northeast corner of Sicily.
And also the Provincia of Messina is one of the most fertile land for the tradition, because many bagpipe players survive and thrive in the Provincia of Messina.
Mm.
Pietro is one of the brightest example of bagpipe players. He's coming from a family of players. His grandfather gifted him with the zampogna, with the charamedda. Paro is playing right now. The charamedda is 100 years old, mainly, more or less. It's not by chance that so many people coming from that from the northern Sicily, from the northern coast of Sicily, are playing in this movement of the Sicilian music, I guess.
Yeah, like I said, there is many styles coming out of Sicily now, so everything is there, and it is really exciting to see you do your version. Because of the instrumentation, we didn't tell maybe the listener that we have, like you said, the Francesco is on the frame drums. The frame drum, or it's a tamburo.
Yeah, it's basically a tamburo, like the many other instruments in the Mediterranean, like the daf or the bandiera. It's the same concept. You have a wooden frame with sonagli.
Well, a little metal
cymbals.
It's like the tambourine.
Cymbals. And a skin, an animal skin. But here in Australia, we are not allowed to bring animal skin
of course
with us.
That's the real one. This is a pretend one. It's a synthetic one.
Yeah, it's...
I was able to smuggle one in, though.
Hey. Good. What's your name again? Luca plays the, I think you said that was a specific type of a guitar, was it the?
Oh no, it's a regular one, it's a classical guitar. The guitar is an evolution of many instruments that traveled along the Mediterranean. Maybe the originator is the wood, the Arab wood, when the Arabs went into Andalusia, something new emerged, and maybe this something new is what we call today guitar.
Yeah, of course.
And that what's happened, and that what's happening with our music. There was something in the that we used to know in the past, which is still living.
Yes,
we believe it's still living.
Correct.
And but somehow it evolves. It evolves in our minds, in our hearts, and this is what we are doing now.
And just with the other band members, we have the Cretan
Cretan lute.
And where did you first get? I have to say this in Italian, actually. Dove l'ho preso questo strumento?
Questa creta.
Yeah.
I take it in Cretan.
In Crete.
20 years ago.
Yes.
20?
Yes. Yeah, fantastic. So that's just showing you the influence of Sicily, certainly from the eastern part of the Greek influence that we have. Is a big part of Sicily is the Greek influence. And so we've got the Greek and Arabic, which have left very big marks on the music of Sicily.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Pietro over there in the corner has got the... I still, it's terrible. I still can't say it in Sicilian, zampogna. You need to say it one more time so people can remember.
Okay, I'll try. the actual name in Sicily is charamedda apparo. Apparo means that the both chanters ends at the same length.
Yeah.
Apparo.
Together. In pair. Fantastic. And so I mentioned earlier that we have a couple of Australian origins here. Luke met them about 10 years ago, and he was hooked, and he kept on seeing them, and it's just got to this journey that you are looking after them coming to Australia, which I'm sure is a big trip because I know what that feeling is like.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's a big deal. So the reason why you have Italian in your heritage.
My grandmother immigrated in the 50s from Sicily.
Yeah.
And... And so, she's from Sicily, still with us today, thank God. And she was a very strong, is a very strong woman. And she taught me a lot of the language and the traditions and that sort of thing.
So the origin is from Salina, yeah?
Salina, from
the Aeolian Islands, which is
Aeolian Islands, yeah.
Which is politically part of the provincia of Messina.
That's right.
But the Aeolians are very different, different people as well. And
yeah.
So I know a few of them here, and it's been really exciting to learn more about them. So that's really nice. And you have a cohort in your musical career.
I do.
You will be the support act tomorrow night at the Spotted Mallard. That's where these guys are playing, folks, giving you a hint before you even get to hear any of their music. So that's an interesting thing as well, just the instrumental guitar?
No, we sing as well. So basically our duo, Charlie and Jensen, is basically born from we got together with Tom, who's on the mandolin, and myself on the mandocello. So
yeah.
Two, funnily enough, Italian origin instruments, but we play more of the Celtic influenced variations of how you use these instruments.
But that is part of Sicily as well.
That's right, exactly. That's one of the beautiful things about, especially the bagpipes, is we've shocked a lot of people, and people that they don't realise that. Yes. There's a huge Celtic influence in Sicily.
Exactly, with dances and everything. So I just also to backtrack, I played the song Easily, which is off one of their records. But like I said, that track features on this nice compilation CD with a very interesting illustration. It's worth buying it just for the cover.
It is.
Because I'm a graphic designer, so where did that picture come from?
Well, they sent through a few pictures and told me to do a CD over here. And
Who sent you these?
The guys, Francesco and a friend, the whole band, they sent
through.
Do
let's throw the rest of the image.
No, our designer.
A designer over there did it.
Exactly.
Guido Gentile.
A designer over there did it, but there was three options. There was an Australian country with the Trinaka.
Yes,
in the symbol inside
course,
it,
yes.
And then there was the Sicilian island with the kangaroo inside it, or there was this interesting sort of like
it's a hybrid animal.
Hybrid of a kangaroo and a donkey.
Of course.
And
you've
I
got
just,
to have a check. Right?
And I printed all three of them.
Kango donkey.
Yeah. I printed all three, and that was the...
Oh, Joe, please explain to the listener what the sheko is.
The sheko means.
Yeah.
Well, it's the donkey. It's very famous in Sicily because the donkey does all the work in Sicily and never gets rewarded. It's terrible.
Yes.
Maybe a little bit like the Sicilian situation, isn't it? We'd have everything and we never get the rewards, maybe.
Oh.
No.
But I don't know.
Let's not open that discussion.
I don't know.
No, that's right.
So,
another
story.
So Easily, just quickly, that was a song that Francesco, I think, wrote. Is that right?
Yep,
and
right.
You won a really big award about 4 years ago or 3 years ago.
Yeah, in 2014 in Sardinia, in Cagliari, we won the an award, one of the most important awards for world music in Italy, which is the Andrea Parodi Prize. You can remember maybe Andrea Parodi was one of the renowned singers in Sardinia. It was not coming from Sardinia, okay, but that's another story.
Sure.
And they dedicated this award to his memory, and we won the award. It was a very, very, very good experience for us, and gave us a boost.
Of course, it's very recognition. That's ultimately
recognition. Right.
It's fantastic. Okay, we've been talking lots. You've made a really big effort today. They drove all the way from... Southern New South Wales via Canberra, and then they did an amazing gig at the Brunswick Town Hall, a community gig last night, and hence why I'm a little bit more knowledgeable about who Una Vanta Luna is. But it was really fantastic to see them play live, so you've got a chance to listen to them right now to see what they come up with in this wonderful tight Studio One here that we have at 3CR 855 on your radio dial, folks. What do you want to play?
Cosa suoniamo?
Suoniamo Toi Natanna.
Toi Natanna.
Okay.
We are playing Toi Natanna.
Okay. And I think the Zamponga Charomedda is warming up in the corner, folks. And we'll just everybody's getting themselves handy here because, as I said, it's pretty compact. And sit back and check out this song, and the guys will tell you something about it afterwards, folks. Here we go. Yeah. It's all right, it's all good. And we're doing some renovations okay, here in Studio One at the same time, folks. It looks beautiful. We need a camera in here because we have six musicians all lined up with very different instrumentation. And brace yourselves, folks, for Unavanta Luna live on Music Science Frontiers here in 3CR, right in the heart of Fitzroy, folks.
What? Good.
Well, there you go, folks. I hope it sounded okay for you out there. Obviously, not the best thing to mix with six musicians with three microphones, but hopefully got a bit of an idea. Look, if you want to come close to the microphone again, just to tell us a little story about what that song is about. Yes.
Okay. Here I am.
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
This is a, I don't know if it's the right word, a devotional song. Song of devotion to the Holy Mary. It says, "Oi Madonna, Madonna mia, facit in me la sta carità. Oh, please, please, Holy Mary, have mercy." And this is a song that was collected long ago, and Carmelo Cacciola rearranged and the old stuff, and became Tonat Anna for us.
Of course, fantastic. And I guess, I mean, a lot of this music is related to the church. Plays a big part of obviously Italian culture and Sicilian culture, but Sicily is very diverse, but it is a big part of the songs that have been handed down. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But this is a kind of popular religion, you know. It's maybe less related to the organized religion to the church in a strict sense. But this is a form of popular religion, the procession, and spontaneous manifestazioni of the religious feeling of the people.
Because we have spoken to before about the music, certainly from Sicily, is that the origins are from the earth, and whether you want to call it pagan or not, it comes from there, and then, as you say, it gets organized through other types of religion and all the different religions that have come to Sicily, certainly over the years. We've got time for another song, if you can do another one. What do you feel like playing now, guys?
Okay.
What? So we're going to do which one, Luca?
Is Metadera.
Yeah, they're just organizing themselves again. That's okay. And instrument tuning and things.
We are doing Mi Voto e Mi Rivoto, which is a piece of folklore. Used to reinvent Sicilian folklore, songs that you may see as abused, maybe, or overused, or I don't know the word, but we are trying to refresh.
Yes, because it's nearly every Sicilian band does this song in some way in their particular style. Yeah. So there is a particular story. The translation, Mi Voto and Mi Rivoto, is, Luca, just quickly, the translation of that song.
Okay, I will. It is a kind of unrequited love song.
Yeah, unrequited love song, yes.
And the male, usually, is suffering. suffering from unrequited love, and he says, ma dire quando t'hai a lassare.
I've got to tell you when I have to leave you.
Yeah, because the only time I can leave you is when I'm dying.
Yeah, of course, yes. No, that's good, Luca. Thank you very much. So this is Una Vanta Luna's version of Mi Voto e Mi Rivoto. It's a very long-standing traditional Sicilian song.
Non posso più a riposare. Pace non avevi fiori, l'afflitto cuore, lo vuoi sapere quando t'hai a lasciare, quando camine mare mare, ma quanto ti dico due parole, quanto ti darò una penna dell'ale per scrivere repusare, pace non avevo più, t'afflitto cuore, non vuoi sapere quando vai a lasciare, quando la vita mia
dear listener, is the sweet voice of Pietro, who also plays the zampogna. So that gives you a bit of a cross-section of what to expect at the Spotted Mallard tomorrow night, Wednesday night, 18th of April in Sydney Road, Brunswick. You can go for dinner from about 6:30. Music starts from about 8 o'clock with a couple of guitarists that you've just heard already here, and then Una Bantaluna will come on a bit later on, maybe around 9-ish or something like that. But like I said, folks, that is a cross-section of what Una Vanta Luna are all about. The special tour CD is also a wonderful cross-section of what they do. And yes, I think we are very lucky to have Una Vanta Luna here.
Thank you,
in Jay. Melbourne, especially since it's a Sydney import. But it's all good, and that's the whole sort of collaboration, cross-pollination that we should be doing, because as Luke would attest, you don't get to see this sort of quality coming out of Sicily too often, but there is lots of quality, as we know. Yes. It's just that it's very hard for music of this type, even from Italy and certainly Sicily, to travel. I think it's very difficult, hence with you all living away from Sicily for your work and also your music. But I must thank Leah for letting me great crash half of her program, which you won't be able to do for quite a few months. She's having a bit of a break, organizing other things in her life, which is fair enough. But you'll be hearing Leah every now and then doing some fill-ins. But once again, I have Francesco, Luca, Luke, Tom, Pietro and Carmelo in the studio here. It's been an absolute treat, and go there tomorrow night at the Spotted Mallard, folks, because you don't get to see this sort of stuff often in Melbourne. So get tickets at the door, no problem. You can get them online at the Spotted Mallard website as well, but easy, just rock up, and it's a very, very, very generous price that has been put on the door too, so it's worth much more. So thanks again, guys, and I'm going to play the last piece on the record, which is Ajamola. Oh, do you want to do something? Or?
No.
Okay. I'm going to play. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just collecting some instruments.
Yeah, because they also do. I'm going to play from the CD. Is that okay? Because Pietro also does the friscoletto, and it's beautiful to see that, which is the cane flute. And also they do the maranzano, which is the Sicilian Jew's harp. And like I said, we would be here for an hour listening to the music of Uravante Luna, and Leah's been very generous to let me do this much. But we'll play the final song, and just quickly, Luca, can you tell me what that is about, the Ajamola? It's another traditional song.
Yeah, this is a traditional song from the fishermen in Favignana, the island of Favignana, abroad the eastern coast of the western coast of Sicily, near Trapani.
Yeah,
it was collected there, and you can listen to it in some documentary.
Yeah.
Of the fishermen of the tuna tuna fishing in back in the 20s and the 30s, and we are playing this song as usually at the end of our concert without microphones, standing in front of the audience with drums and voices only.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. It's another dimension too, because of also the stories in Sicily. Okay. All right. Here we are. Thanks very much, folks. Keep listening to 3CR. I'm not sure whether Great Voice is coming up today, but we'll see how Chris is feeling. But in the meantime, I think Leah will jump in and say goodbye anyway. Okay. So here's Uravante Luna with that song that we were talking about.
And I've been on the bees. I am all a boy.
And that was Una Vanta Luna with their track Ayamolo. And it is nearly time for us to go. We have 5 minutes left of the show. This is Music Sounds Frontiers, and thanks to Joe Malinaggi for interviewing the last 45 minutes with Una Vanta Luna. We had them live in the studio, and that was all the way from Sicily. So very exciting to have some international artists joining us on the program.